Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Great God from Mount Zion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have just joined the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where they're broken are made whole.
Oh, my
God. God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We were designed to make his praise glorious. Hallelujah. Oh, that was Martha Menendez. And I tell you, hallelujah, that, if that didn't lift you up, you need a crane or you need something to get you up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is Mr. B.T. Bird. Hallelujah. Along with Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
I can hear you now.
Hallelujah.
You are there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And before we go any further, we got to prepare folks for what's to come. Pastor Peaches, can you give us the housekeeping suggestions?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get your Bibles, which is your textbook. Get your composition notebook. Get your highlighters. Get your ink pens and pencils. Hallelujah. Whatever you want to write with, hallelujah, hallelujah. And make sure you got something good to write with you. You have a lot of scriptures to write down, hallelujah. And you may want to take some notes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, take out your communion elements. Whatever you're going to use for communion, your toast, your cracker, your bread, hallelujah, your water, your juice, your milk, whatever. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Redo your alarm for 7 o'clock. Praise and worship in the mornings.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Every morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mark your calendars for and set your alarm for this Friday night. Men's and women's fellowship. Men's fellowship is going to be from 7 to 7:40, and women's fellowship will be from 7:50 until 8:30. Hallelujah. You are going to be blessed. And the full Sunday this month is our full Sunday service, and afterwards we serve a meal. But this full Sunday, the full Sunday of this month, our guest speaker will be Pastor Master Lee of Essex, Maryland.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come out and be blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be blessed spiritually, and then stay with us and have dinner, and be blessed naturally. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. This coming Sunday, 9 o'clock, Pastor Bird will be speaking at
the Power of Grace Fellowship.
And the address is
8509 Lock Raven Boulevard.
Hallelujah. And the pastor there is Pastor Somerville. So
hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's be a blessing to Pastor Somerville. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And don't forget, this Sunday, this month, has a fifth Sunday. We will not have a live service here. You will still have a service. You will still be able to hear a service. But the fifth Sunday is Minister to Your Family Sunday. So think of something now. Some way now you can have fun with the family. Hallelujah. Go get some games. Blow the dust off of the games. Call the family. Tell them you're going to have a cookout. Something. Hallelujah. Have fun with the family.
Yes.
When you come to church on Sunday, don't forget to bring your pennies, because we're still collecting pennies for the hospital in Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Am I forgetting anything, Pastor?
No. Well, just we encourage people to go to our website, which is RYMMI.org, to just find out more information about the church and leaders and how you can even sow into our ministry. Because our ministry is a ministry of giving and loving and all that kind of thing.
Hallelujah.
So, again, go to our website. And that website, again, is what now?
RYMMORG.
RYMMI.org.
Right, yes.
Join Your Mind Ministries International.org. That's RYMMI.org. And you're going to be blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
And we thank you. Hallelujah.
And we would like to thank everybody for your prayers. Please continue to pray for me and my family. Continue to hold us up in prayer. Hallelujah, because we need your prayers.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely. And we again thank all of you who have shared words of comfort, and you were even at the viewing or the homegoing celebration itself. So we thank you for all of that, and those who sent cards and texts and I guess emails and all,
even financial donations. And I do have thank you cards to send out. Just give me a minute to send them out, y'all.
Amen, amen. And we just thank you all. And I also want to thank you, and I really appreciate all of you who have subscribed to our admonition to tell somebody every day that God loves them and you love them too. It's so important because you don't know when the last time you will talk to that person or see that person. And you want to make sure that the last thing you said to them was that God loves them and I love them, I love you too. So that's a very important thing. And I thank God that gives consolation. That was consolation to me. Because the last thing I said to my daughter, Shelley, was that I loved her. And I tell you, it's a consolation. It really is. So again, I share that with all of you, to love on your family, to love on your neighbor. Just look, life is an open book test. The subject of life is love. Love covers a multitude of sins, covers a multitude of mistakes. Love can take care of all of that because love did just that on the cross. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. Right now, I'm going to play a selection. And after this selection, the next voice you will hear will be that of the host of the Children's Corner. I'm not going to say Pastor Peach's name. Oh, my, I just did it. But anyway, God bless.
Thank you, Jesus. What day is it, y'all?
Off day.
What day is it, y'all?
Off day.
Off day. Woo-hoo! It's the middle of the week. That's what people call Wednesday, the middle of the week hump day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But every day, hallelujah, is God's day, and this is a day the Lord has made, and we will continue to rejoice and be glad in this day. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Young people, every opportunity I get, I want to just to encourage you in the Lord to be obedient, to love Jesus with your whole heart, and to do always do what's right, because God got your back. It may not look like it. Sometimes bad things may happen to you when you're doing something good. When that happens, it's just the devil trying to make you think, see, it don't pay to serve the Lord. You might as well go ahead and do whatever you want to do, because God's going to do whatever he want to do anyway. No, no, no. Serve the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind. Hallelujah. Yes. Tonight I want to read a scripture, read a story. It's called Money in a Fist. And it's coming from Matthew chapter 17, 24 through 27. It was time to pay the temple tax. This money was used to fix up the temple. One day, some tax collectors said to Peter, Jesus does not pay the temple tax, does he? Peter said, of course he does. Before Peter could ask Jesus what to do, Jesus told him, even though I am the Son of God, I will pay the tax. Go fishing. Take the first fish you catch, look in its mouth, and you will find a coin. Take it and give it to the tax collectors.
Mm.
It will pay my tax and yours.
Wow.
Peter caught a fish. He opened his mouth and found a coin inside. It was exactly enough to pay the tax collectors. See, Peter was obedient, and he was blessed just by doing just what the Lord, just what Jesus said. So, therefore, the taxes didn't just pay Jesus' bill, it paid Peter's bill too. Hallelujah. Young people, when you are obedient unto the Lord, God will bless you. And I always say, don't worry about your friends calling you, whatever they call you, a wolf, a punk, or, oh, man, you done gone soft on us. Or you always doing what your mama said. Why you can't hang out with us? You always tell it. Your mama said, come straight home for after school. Your mama said this. Your mama said that. Yes, your mother's the one putting food in your mouth and a roof over your head. Yes, you're supposed to do just what your mother said. Hallelujah. And your friends know you different anyway, because God already mocked you. Okay? So, therefore, don't worry about them calling you names or anything like that. You do what you are supposed to do. You need to be obedient to your parents. Ephesians 6:1 says, Ephesians, I got it marked. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And a lot of times, and young people, you need to read these scriptures over and over again so that when your friend telling you something wrong to do, the scripture come up in your spirit and you'll know, Yeah, I better do what my mama said, dude. Ephesians 6:1 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. This verse, second verse says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Okay? Third verse says, that it may be well with thou mayest live long on the earth. Hallelujah. Well, if you read Deuteronomy 28:1-15, tells you about that you will heed to the commandments of the Lord. Oh, my gosh, this blessing and that blessing will come upon you. This blessing will come upon you. You are blessed when you go out. You are blessed when you come in. All of these blessings will overtake you. It says, and it shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Okay? To observe. Hallelujah. And to do all his commandments. Hallelujah. There is no age limit to the blessings of the Lord when you are obedient unto God. Okay? There's no age limit. God sees you.
Hallelujah.
You're going to be blessed you're going to be blessed in school with your grades. You're going to be blessed when you go to the store to buy sneakers. You're going to be blessed when you on a transportation bus, when you going home, going to school, whatever. God is going to take care of you. God is going to bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
So therefore, be obedient. You're not just being obedient to your mother or and also to people over you that has rule over you, your teachers. You know, you do it because that's what's in your heart, and do it as unto God. Because he is the one that's going to bless you. When you doing right in the classroom, that teacher, she's the one that's going to give you the good marks. Even you may think all of your marks is because of your paperwork. No, your conduct also gets a mark. Okay?
Yes.
Your teacher sees all of that. People in the school sees all of that. You never know when the principal answers the teachers, y'all send me a young person that knows how to conduct themselves, knows how to do this, knows how to do, there won't be an embarrassment to us out in public. We want to send a young person on a trip to represent the school.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And they have already seen your behavior. They've seen your conduct, and they pick you. Well, just like I told you, already marked. God has already marked you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Be obedient unto God. Don't worry about what man may say or what your friends or whatever may say. Yes, you're going to, yes, you are different. You are different, and they see it. They may not know what it is that makes you different, but don't be ashamed. Don't draw up from, or when they say, oh, man, you're different. Own it. Say, yes, I am. And then if they ask you, well, what makes you better than us? No, I'm not better than you, but I love Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Don't be afraid to say the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Because you know what? They may put you down when they're in front of their friends or whatever, but when they have trouble in their home, when they can't get a good grade or in a class or whatever, you know who they're going to come to you? You know who they're going to come to and ask, can you pray for me, please? Because, man, I'll be trying to get a good grade in, and I can't remember the stuff. Can you pray that God help me? Believe you me, when trouble's in their home and they know prayer is the only answer, you know who they're going to come to and ask, can you be praying for me? Yes, it's you. And but yet still you the same one that they look at and make fun of and this and that. Don't worry about it. God got your back. God got your back. And you will be the light that shines out around them. And they're going to be so grateful. And when you get an opportunity, invite them to church with you. Invite them to church. Young people, you have in you what these other, what your peers need.
Yes.
They are hungry for something, and they don't know what it is. They're trying different things to fill up this void on the inside of them, in their heart. But it is Jesus. And they won't know because they're going from one thing to another, trying to fill up this space that they got on the inside, this space that they have on the inside. But when they try Jesus, when they come, when they start visiting the church and start coming to church with you or start going to church with you and you introduce them to Jesus,
hallelujah,
they're going to see, this is what I've been waiting for. This is what I've been missing all along. Young people, invite your friends to church. This world is cutting down the young people just like they cut down the old people.
Uh-huh.
You know what? And they have a judgment seat to meet too. They're going to go before the Lord when they die too. Everybody has somewhere they're going to spend eternity. So therefore, you don't want your friends to spend eternity in hell. So therefore, invite your friends to church. Let them know that it's Jesus Christ that they need. Invite them to church. Don't be ashamed of Jesus. And Jesus won't be ashamed of you. But if you be ashamed of him, he's going to be ashamed of you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Bird.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
To put people's names up into the atmosphere of blessings.
Amen.
Because when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So as I play the selection in the background, begin to articulate, begin to verbalize the names of people in your garden, in your Eden, in your sphere of influence, sphere of influence, in your corner of this world. Hallelujah. It may be a loved one. It may be a family member. It may be a neighbor. It may be somebody in the community. It may be part of your church family. It may be a cohort on the job. It may be somebody at school. Children, you can do the same thing. Pray for that bully that keeps messing around with you because he needs Jesus just like we all do. Pray for the ones that treat you nice and pray for the ones that treat you badly. But pray for somebody else because somebody already done prayed for you and continues to pray for you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Pastor Peaches Burns.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sister Annette James. Hallelujah. Sister Angie Harris. Mother Dolores Harris. Aunt Yvette and Ronald and Rosalind. Hallelujah. Minister Linda. Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Scooter and Alan and Danya and Tiffany and Bianca, Julie and Anna, Ava, Kitty, Little Kitty, Stephanie, Little Stephanie,
Dominic,
Desiree, Monica, Julius, Hallelujah, glory to God, Little Mitchell, Pastor Mitchell, Hallelujah, First Lady Darlene, Hallelujah, Deacon Leroy Calvary and family, Hallelujah, thank you, Lord, Hallelujah. Earl and another Earl and another Earl. Hallelujah. God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Earl King.
Dominique and another Dominique.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Patricia. Joshua 1.
And Danielle and another Danielle and another Danielle.
Water.
Another Danielle.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And another Kimberly.
Rena Johnson. Viola.
Hallelujah. Shelly Thornton. Tony Jordan, hallelujah, glory to God. Broche Kerida, the Bosha, da da da. Angela Jennings Hill,
Pamela
Stevenson, hallelujah. Dominique and Justin, hallelujah.
Connie and David Ring,
Cynthia,
Nicholas,
Kamaji Mercer, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Apostle Justin, hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
First Lady Sharon Harper, Dr. Neiman and Harper. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Pastor Lester, Deacon Dale.
Thank
Pastor
God.
Tom Shrimp.
Jesus.
First Lady Rosalind's friend.
Hallelujah.
Apostle Bishop.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Dwight Smith.
Hallelujah.
Lady King.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sister Asaja Owens.
Hallelujah. Randy Walker.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Larry Summerville. Pastor Larry Summerville, J.R., hallelujah, go ahead.
Vincent Johnson.
Hallelujah. Jerry Cleveland, Minister
Hallelujah.
Rakim, hallelujah.
Jeline, Jerrell.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah.
Nick Lashon.
Sister Janetta McCoy, Byron McCoy, Jr., Raymond McCoy, Sr.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Corinthia Johnson, hallelujah, glory to God. Sister Loretta Johnson, James Johnson, Sean and Juan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name today.
Antonio.
Brother Harry Warsaw. Hallelujah. Marisha Warsaw. Margaret Brown. Evangelist Margaret Peterson. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Minister Yvonne. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tavon, another Tavon, and Trevion, and Andrea, and
Julie.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Sheila Davis.
Shirley and Michelle and Marvin and James Sanders. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Pastor
Lewis Rice.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Viola Rice. Lorena Johnson. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Johnson.
And that's
James.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Now go by.
Kimberly and another Kimberly and another Kimberly.
And she go by.
Another Kimberly. And George Dukes. Hallelujah. And another Tavon.
Yeah, we are.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
That's the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And dear.
Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Nicholas.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jordan.
Let signs and wonders follow in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord today. Hallelujah.
Yes, we do, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hey, that the Lord have made.
Yes, God, we will rejoice.
We will rejoice.
Jesus, you're worthy. You're worthy, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Pastor Peaches, may I ask you a question today?
Yes, and I hope I have the right answer, Pastor.
All right. Now, we don't have any floors that open up if we get the wrong answer or any bells and stuff like that to happen.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we don't do that. But I just want to ask you, Pastor Peaches, what is the largest nation in the world?
Oh, your imagination.
All right, you got the right answer.
I didn't know that was going to be your question, but...
Hallelujah. Of course you don't. You know, you don't know where I'm coming
from. I know.
Hallelujah. God bless you all today. We thank God for the Children's Corner. We thank God for the praises that went up and the blessings that came down. We thank God for the opportunity to pray for others. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Romans 8:26 says, we don't know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Holy Spirit does. It makes
sense. Yes, yes, yes.
So we thank God for our prayer language. Hallelujah. But sometimes we really don't know what's going on in your life. God does.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit does. So that's why we use our prayer language. So the Holy Spirit can be spot on to be right there at the point of your need in Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I want to ask another question. What time is it?
Communion time.
I thought you were going to say howdy deedy time. Oh, bless God. Hallelujah. Yes, communion time. Excuse me. And I want y'all to understand this. See, a lot of you, and that includes myself, for years, for decades, we have been taking communion and just putting it up as just something else to do the first Sunday of the month, or for some churches, on Easter only, and for some other churches, every Sunday. But just something to put on at the end of the service. But see, Holy Communion is more than that. Hallelujah. Holy Communion is the meal that heals. It's the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can start turning to 1 Corinthians 11 chapter, verses 23 to 30. But I want to share something with you. Holy Communion is a confirmation meal. It's a confirmation meal of the completed work of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a confirmation meal that we are children of the Most High God. It's a confirmation meal that, glory to God, that Almighty God has bestowed upon us His blessings. And all we have to do is to receive it, to take it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's a confirmation meal that the Abrahamic covenant blessings are ours to receive and to take. They're ours.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This is a confirmation meal of just who you are, whose you are, and what you are. And I've got to make elucidate. I've got to explain this to you. Pre-cross, the presence of the Lord, the manifested presence of the Lord, was in the Ark of the Covenant. The manifested anointing of Almighty God was in the Ark of the Covenant.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people who were nosy, 57,000 people died because they were nosy. They wanted to peep into the Ark of the Covenant, not knowing God,
mm-hmm.
not asking for forgiveness of the Lord. They just wanted to be nosy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they died. One brother, now he knew God, but there was a certain preparation that you have to have in order to touch the ark. Not to even peep in it, but just to touch it.
Mm.
And it looked like the ark was going to fall over,
uh-huh.
and he reached out reflexively to kind of hold that ark steady, and he died. Well, say, what happened to the ark? Evidently, it was all right. It didn't fall. He needed not to do what he did, but he wasn't prepared to touch the ark. That was pre-cross. I got news for you now, y'all. There was a movie
in
Hollywood called Raiders of the Lost Ark with Indiana Jones, and it was a fabulous movie. I loved it. But you know what? I found out that the Ark of the Covenant post-cross is not lost.
Thank you, God.
You know why I found out that the Ark of the Covenant post-cross is not lost? Because the presence of the Lord is in you.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Holy Spirit makes its tabernacle in you.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Father, Jesus in you, the hope of glory.
Thank you, God.
You are, for Shakara the Lord, the Ark of the Covenant.
Thank you.
Post-cross. In the Pentateuch, the Torah of the first five books of the Bible, it talks about Moses looking up in, about 80 years old, looking up at the mountain, and he saw a wondrous sight. He saw a bush that was burning, but it wasn't being consumed.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, look here. Y'all see, y'all tend to yourselves for a little bit. I'm going to go up here and see this sight. And he went up close to see the sight. And when he got there, a voice came out of the bush. And it said, take off your shoes, for the ground you're standing on is holy ground. Why? Because the presence of the Lord was there. The tangible, manifested presence of the Lord was there. And folks say, but Brother Brian, why are you selling me all of this? We're talking about Holy Communion. You don't stand on holy ground anymore. You are holy ground.
Yes, thank you.
God is in you standing on the dirt. That's you. Because humus, man, shortened to human, humus means dirt. The dirt man, God is in you, standing on the dirt that's in you. You are holy ground.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's why I encourage you when somebody comes against you, be it a boss or family members or community or whatever, even church folk, if they come against you ungodly, You put up your hand and say, excuse me just for a moment. Just give me, I don't mean no harm, just give me a moment. And you look towards heaven. And you tell God, God, Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. Have mercy on them, O Lord.
Amen.
Have mercy on them, O Lord. Don't kill their family. Don't kill them and their family.
Mm-hmm.
Have mercy, Lord.
Have mercy, Jesus.
Because they don't know what they're doing. Because your word said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. And then you go back to them and say, now, sir or ma'am, brother, sister, what was that you saying? And you can see them tipping out. So that's all right. That's okay. I'll talk to you later. Because if they got good sense, they don't want to. I'll put it this way. Their arms too short to box with God. That's 2 Thessalonians 1 and 6. That God is righteous to recompense tribulation to those who trouble you. Everybody know about tribulation, it ain't going to be a good time for whomever God remembers to visit tribulations to. So we are dealing with something powerful right now. Holy Communion.
Amen.
We lift up the elements of Holy Communion, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for it. We ask that you bless and anoint it, sanctify it in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
In the text today, it says examine yourselves. And we've been doing this, the church has got this right. They've been doing this ever since we've started taking communion. Is that making sure you examine yourself? But they didn't go far enough. Not just to examine yourself for any error, but examine yourself for the knowledge and understanding of what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for your covenant name, Jehovah Tsidkenu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us of every sin of omission and commission as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. We thank you, Lord, for your word again, it says, examine yourself. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We thank you that your word helps us do that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Isaiah 53 and 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2, hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Hallelujah, glory to God. My Yerubashata. My Yerubashata. Revelations 1 and 5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend. Be fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the word says in the text today that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, we just made sure that we are taking communion worthily. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we are eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Numbers 23:19. God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoke out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. And Isaiah 55:11. Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was set. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. On the same night with the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed. Hallelujah. 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 Let's take communion elements in your hand. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're going to get our electronic technical assistant to help us now.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Siri, play communion medley.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed,
yes,
he took the bread. And when he had given thanks again, and we thank you, Lord,
thank you, Jesus.
He broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Take Luke 4:18. Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3. Says you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. Thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, cardiovascular system, endocrine system, dental system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Your word says in Matthew 15:26. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Hallelujah. We remember you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus. Exodus chapter 12. Verse 13. Verse 23. Hallelujah. Exodus 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, shall overtake you when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Yes, we do.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, hallelujah, hallelujah, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every star, every hex, every vexing. We call on the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every hex, every vexing. Hallelujah. Every glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Every foul spirit. We call down the fire of heaven right now. Fire, 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 fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. Hallelujah. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. And because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we can boldly share with attitude our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family and our extended family, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, Second Kings, the first chapter, Acts 1:8, Romans 8:11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth.
Mighty Jesus,
name.
Lean, clean, spiritual, kingdom machine.
We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are five-fold ministry
gifts.
We are gifts
to the ministry.
We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are intelligent. We are powerful. We are perfect. We are strong. We are mighty. We are great. We are beautiful.
In Jesus' name.
Now unto him was able to keep us from falling and present us before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
1:24-25. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Pastor teaches. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
God for Holy Communion on today. Hallelujah. But now, I need to ask you another question.
Ask away, Pastor.
What time is it?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Time for the word.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captives free. Stay filled with your Holy Spirit today, oh God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs and wonders follow and miracles in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for spiritual authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you and your satanic cohorts. You're under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. We curse you from the root and command you be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for giving 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase and blessing on the seed sown tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We've started a series on the gifts of the Spirit.
Yes.
This is part 3, and we're continuing. Our text is found in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. And Pastor Peaches, you would give the scriptures for this teaching, rest of this teaching.
Hallelujah. Just start with that verse or from the top?
From the verse I gave you today.
First Corinthians 12:8. 1 Corinthians 12:1-31.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's 1 Corinthians 12:1-31, and then 1 Corinthians 12:8.
Okay, continue down the list.
Okay, Psalms 22, John 4:20-24, 1 Corinthians 12:10, 1 Corinthians 2:14.
All right. Praise God. As we were sharing, as you see in the Word of God, in 1 Corinthians 12 chapter, talks about the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. And those 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit are divided into 3 groups of 3 each. First, you have the revelation gifts. Hallelujah. They are the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and discernment of spirits. And the revelation gifts reveal something. And the next group is the power gifts. That's the working of miracles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The gifts of healings and supernatural faith. Those gifts do something. And then you have the inspirational gifts. Those are, hallelujah, prophecy, diverse kinds of tongues, interpretations of tongues. They say something. Now, we began talking about, after the introduction, we began talking about the revelation gifts. We talked about what they were and what they were not. The word of wisdom and the word of knowledge and discernment of spirits. Now, I thank Pastor Peaches because in the children's corner, she shared a word of wisdom and a word of knowledge. Again, for review, word of wisdom is a supernatural revelation of a coming event. And when Jesus said, go fishing, and you're going to catch a fish, and then inside the mouth of the fish is going to be a coin.
Mm-hmm.
And then the word of knowledge. Hallelujah. And I said this the other day, that the gifts usually travel in concert. There's just not one gift. Sometimes it's 2 or 3 flowing together or even more. And so the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, the word of knowledge is the supernatural manifestation,
mm-hmm,
of a past or current situation. Again, let me say that. The word of knowledge is a supernatural revelation. I think I used manifestation, but it's a supernatural revelation of a past or current situation condition. Something that there is no way other than the Spirit of the living God could have revealed this unto you. Hallelujah. And again, what the word of wisdom is not. The word of wisdom is not somebody who has a lot of wisdom. He knows a lot of stuff. The same thing with the word of knowledge. It's not just a whole, somebody who knows a lot of stuff about a lot of different subjects. That's what, word of wisdom, word of, no. Again, the word of wisdom is a supernatural revelation of a future event. And it's given for you to either prepare for or help by prayer to change it.
Mm-hmm.
The word of knowledge is a supernatural revelation of a past or situation, condition, or event. And it's given not just to the body of Christ, but it's also given as a witnessing tool. All right. Now, we shared that we weren't able to get to the discernment of spirits on Sunday, but we're getting to it right now. Hallelujah. Okay, read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 1 and 31.
Okay. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Verse 31, but...
Wait a minute, stop right there. That's why I'm telling you that somebody is saying, well, you shouldn't be teaching this to the preachers. No, to all of you. You're part of the brethren. You're part of the body of Christ. You need to know this. Go ahead, 31.
But covet earnestly the best gifts.
Okay, why do we don't want you ignorant? So you can covet the good gifts, the best gifts. These are the best gifts. Goodness gracious. Yeah, your job is to a minister of reconciliation. What powerful gift can you have? You talk to somebody and tell, and the word of knowledge come upon you. You know their name, when they were born, all the names of their children, when they were born, and their father. The word of knowledge. Do you think that person's going to be listening to you now, Pastor Peaches?
Amen, for real.
There might be a little fear jumping up in their heart. You tell all of that, but that's a supernatural revelation. That's the word of knowledge of a past or current situation.
Mm-hmm.
Discernment of spirits. Now, this is very interesting because I believe, just like Neil Reyes believes, that most Christians who've accepted Christ as their personal Savior got this gift going on, whether they realize it or not. Now, let me let you know what it is not. Discernment of spirits is not you looking in a room and see ghosts running around. That ain't it. Look at a tree. You say, that tree got a spirit in it. No, that ain't.
Mm-hmm.
Discernment of spirits is knowing. The Holy Spirit is letting you know the motivation behind an individual's actions, his words or his deeds, or even his thoughts. The spirit that is motivating him. Oh, that's why you could look at somebody who is almost right, but you can discern the spirit behind them. Because almost right is not enough.
Amen.
Because as we shared in the beginning of our teaching, the almost right is like the devil coming as an angel of light. And he gives you stuff almost right.
Mm-hmm.
But then he gets his hook in you. The next thing you know, you're on your way to hell and not enjoying the trip. You've got to be right. And the only way you can be right is having the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. Hallelujah. So understanding the motivation behind that's motivating an individual, the actions of what they're doing, you're able to home in on what you need to pray for. I bind that spirit of jealousy. I bind that spirit of covetousness. I bind that spirit of greediness. I bind that spirit of pride. You know exactly what to bind. You know what you're dealing with. And some people say, you know what you're working with. Yes, you do. And that is very essential. Because some of you think that everybody who walks into a church is saved, or at least believing God.
Mm-mm.
The enemy sends folk on our territory to derail you, to get you off track.
Mm-hmm.
Discernment of spirit is very important because it reveals who someone really is or who they are motivated by. Go ahead and read another scripture.
There was another part to verse 31.
Go ahead, read it.
And yet show I unto you a more excellent way. And the next scripture was Psalms 2, is going into the word of knowledge.
You don't have to go to 2 or 22. These are words of wisdom. David foresaw the word of wisdom moved in his life to see Christ coming. And then in Psalm 22, he saw the sacrifice that Christ made on the cross. And that's Psalms 2 and Psalms 22. You can go past that if you would.
Okay. The next scripture is St. John 4, verses 20 and 24.
Go ahead.
John 4.
Hallelujah.
And
it is important that you understand these gifts. And again, let me just share this while Pastor is getting there. You don't operate these gifts.
Holy Spirit does.
The Holy Spirit does. And don't get these gifts confused with the gifts that God gives you when you are born, when you put on your earth suit. God gives you some gifts so that you can operate them. You got a gift to play the piano? You don't have to wait till the Holy Ghost moves on you to play the piano. You just get up there and play. You operate those gifts.
Amen.
But the gifts of the Holy Spirit are operated by the Holy Spirit. You just don't turn it on like you turn on a faucet. Now, you can get in the right place to receive the movement of the Holy Spirit in you. When you go to Galatians 5:22-23, the fruit of the Spirit, you acquire the love, joy, peace, long suffering, justice, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. You get that going on in your life, and the Holy Spirit says, I can't help but move through them. I can't help but use them as a conduit of the glory of the Almighty God. That's how you get yourself prepared and positioned to receive the move of the Holy Spirit in your life. But you don't operate it. The Holy Spirit gives you impressions, gives you the unction.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead, read.
1 Corinthians 4:20-24.
Mm-hmm.
It says, God is a spirit. Oh, wait a minute, 20, verse 20 says, our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Then verse 24 says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
It is important. That's why the discernment of spirits is so important. If you worship God in spirit, you will be able to identify via the Holy Spirit working in you the motivations of people doing stuff. That sometimes folk come to you almost right. And if you don't have your spiritual eyes on, you will fall for the okey-doke. You'll fall for the trap like many great men and women in our Christian community fell for when a man said he was against abortion. God is against abortion. But many jumped behind him because he was against abortion. But what is he for? Did you ever ask that? He's for adultery, fornication, assaulting women, assaulting, talking people. One scripture we used on Sunday was providing discord among the brethren. He put Christians against Christians. Like he did up in Northern Ireland for years. People died. Catholics killing Protestants. Christians that named the name of the Lord killing one another. That was the devil. And he'll do it here if you let him. And that's what's happening. Man that talks about, don't believe in abortion, because he only said that so he can get your vote.
Wow.
But he's for violence. He's for demonstrators, tasing them, throwing a stun grenade, all that kind of stuff, so he can get a photo op in front of a church. Ain't going in. He get holding the Bible upside down. You know why you ignoring this. Jesus. Almost right is not enough.
Amen.
What else? Discernment of spirits is what's necessary. Read another scripture.
Oh, wow. 1 Corinthians 12:10.
Go ahead.
Says, for as the body is, 12:10. So to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of...
Okay, you can stop right there. I wanted to get the discernment of... That's the scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
Verse 10.
Verse 10. A portion of that. I guess that's 10b, discernment of spirits. Again, what we've been talking about for two services is the revelation gifts. The revelation gifts reveal something via the Holy Ghost. And the three revelation gifts, again, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and discernment of spirits. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Any other scripture we have there?
You didn't want me to finish reading that verse?
No.
Okay. The next scripture is 1 Corinthians 2:14.
Okay.
1 Corinthians 2:14 says, hallelujah. Oh, here it is. Is it is 2:14 and 2 through, I'm up to 1 Corinthians. Okay. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
Okay, you can stop there. It is important for you to, you know, Proverbs 3:5-6 says, lean not to your own understanding. Don't try to figure this out, because the natural man can't figure it out. That's why discernment of spirits is so important for you to have working in your life. And you can only have it through, by being, number one, you got to be saved. Number two, Holy Ghost says, come, use me, Lord. Hallelujah. Speak to my heart, Lord. And then you've got to, as scripture, 1 Corinthians 12:31 says to covet, desire, to earnestly want the best gifts. And this gift will save your life. This one will save your life. You have somebody who it's almost right, and they say, "Come on, go. We're gonna, we have a rally against the boy, and that sounds nice. But he gets you there, and the Muslims and Confucians, all and so many spirits up in there. They're trying to pop you or trying to get you involved in something. And it really doesn't make sense because there are doctors who lost their lives because somebody was against abortion and decided, oh, you're killing babies that aren't born, so I'm going to kill you. Now, then the Bible says, thou shalt not kill.
Amen.
Now, how are you going to fault the doctor when you're going to kill him? Blow up a clinic. You're blowing up a clinic. You're blowing up people that were sitting in the waiting room at the nurses. What? It's important for you to understand what the Word of God says. Because some of you don't understand that God doesn't lose anything.
Amen.
So what about the aborted fetuses? God didn't lose them.
No, it didn't.
Before they came, they were in the heart of God.
Amen.
They just didn't put on an earth suit because man's hands got involved in it. They said, what about the miscarriages and the stillbirths and all that? God didn't lose them. They still in the heart of God.
Mm-hmm.
They in heaven. See, all of you sisters who had abortions when you were very young, because you were too young and your mama forced you or your daddy forced you to have an abortion, stop blaming them. Because that child is not lost.
Amen.
And when we all get to heaven, and you have had three abortions and two miscarriages and three live births, and when you get to heaven, everybody gets eight children. I didn't say three. Eight children are going to come over to you and say, hello, mama. Hello, daddy. Because God loses nothing.
Amen.
Before you came here, he knew you before the foundation of the world. Why? In his heart. Shakara babu shakara now. Discernment of spirits. Put on your spiritual eyes, in your ears, and even your nose, in your hands. Because if something tells you, don't go in there, you might want to ask, Lord, is that you? You stop before you go in. You're touching the door, and something says, don't go in there. That's trouble. Your coworker invited you to this thing, but you couldn't pick up the motivation. So Jesus, via the Holy Ghost, had to intervene because you wanted his. And he don't want anything to happen to you. So the Holy Spirit says, don't go in there. And if you have a catch in your spirit, you do a stop. You slow down. You make a stop. It'll save your life. It saved my life. My wife has told me it saved her life. I was going down the road, and the spirit, a still small voice, said, slow down. I had the green light. Cars were in front of me. They went through the light. They went through the green light like they were supposed to do. But I'm coming down the hill about three cars behind them. And some say, you slow down. I slowed down. What happened? A car didn't even brake. Went straight through the red light. Had I kept on the same speed, it would have hit me broadside. And I wouldn't be here today. You say, well, what does that have to do with discernment of spirits? I don't know. I just thought I'd throw that in here. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. I'm not going to start any of the next is going to be power gifts. We're going to do power gifts on Sunday.
Hallelujah.
And again, the power gifts are, glory to God, the working of miracles. Hallelujah. The gifts, that's plural, of healings. Hallelujah. And glory to God. Supernatural faith. Glory to God. They do something. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor preachers, get ready, get ready, get ready. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for what you shared on tonight.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, for the revelation gifts. We thank you, Lord, that those that are listening to this teaching have already seen gifts of the Holy Spirit manifested in their lives. And Lord, we ask that you would encourage them to move in that area, get more confident, more cognizant of those movements of your spirit in their life, so that they can not just edify the body of Christ, but they can also witness to those who don't know you. So we thank you, God. We praise your name. We glorify your name. We thank you, Lord, for giving 30, 60, 100-fold return for the seed sown in Jesus' name. Amen. That's a feature.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for the word of God. Thank you, Pastor, for breaking down the word of God to your people. Hallelujah. To the people of God all over the place. Hallelujah. If there's anyone out there that desired it, ask Jesus Christ to come into their heart. If you desire salvation, please repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins. Lord, if you come into my heart, I'll make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. The word of God says, if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart the Lord Jesus, hallelujah, I am saved. Hallelujah. That prayer, it may have been simple, may have been short, but you know what? You have taken on Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He's in your heart. Hallelujah. You are now his child. Hallelujah. It's just that simple. You have crossed over from death unto life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you're healed. You are now his child. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Enjoy the life of being saved. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful life. It's a wonderful life. If you desire to drop us a line, communication in the mail, address your envelope, RYMM.org, PO Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. If you'd like to call us after the broadcast goes off, dial 410-444-5152. Hallelujah. If you need communion elements, hallelujah, give us a call and we'll make some arrangements to get you communion elements. Hallelujah. When you come on Sunday, bring your pennies. Hallelujah. We're still building that hospital in Uganda. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
You know what, Pastor Peaches, if they want us to come and pick the pennies up, like this one sister, I think she had about 50 pounds of pennies. Hallelujah. We'll provide a way to, and somebody's going to come and pick them up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
If you want to be a blessing to the house of God in any way, give us a call. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we'll see you on Sunday. Hallelujah. Don't forget, the pastor is preaching at Pastor Somerville, Larry Somerville's church on Sunday morning. Please feel free to drop in with along with us 9 o'clock in the morning. That address, Pastor Bird, is?
8509 Lock Raven Boulevard. That's the Power of Grace Fellowship. Pastor Larry Somerville, S.R., is a very fine pastor.
Hallelujah.
We'll be there. And then, of course, we are going to have our 3 p.m. service as well on that day. So join us in the morning. Join us in the afternoon. God, we're going to have a long day, but it's going to be a blessing. going to be blessed. Hallelujah.
Pray our strength in the Lord.
Pray our strength in the Lord. Hallelujah.
And don't forget, the fifth Sunday of this month is Minister to Your Family Month. Try to think of now what you can do with the family then. Hallelujah. If you want to have game Sunday, get some games. Borrow some games. Call around and see where you can get some games from. Hallelujah. Ask God, Lord, how do you want me to minister to the family? God will give you the resources. He is your resource. Hallelujah. There's a lot of healing that needs to be done in families.
Amen.
Ask God, Lord, how do you want it to come about? What do you want us to do with the family? Hallelujah. Pull out the grill. Pull out the hamburgers. Pull out do whatever you got frozen in the freezer. Hallelujah. Call the family. Tell everybody that's coming. Tell them bring a dish.
Hallelujah.
God will supply your every need. Hallelujah. Because he got your back. He wants the families to be together too. Hallelujah.
Pastor,
God bless you.
And Pastor Peachy, everyone need to tell their family members that they love them. Let that be the last word you tell somebody in a conversation, because you don't know when you'll see them or if you'll see them again. So make sure that you tell them that God loves them and you love them too. And I thank God for all those who have continued to share that around. And again, we also invite you to our 7 a.m. morning worship. We're trying to get one person in each state, all 50 states. So if you know someone in another state, I definitely call them and tell them to get into our morning worship. The telephone number to call is 605-475-4800. And the access code is 759-849-POUND. Again, that telephone number is 605-475-4800. And the access code is 759-849-POUND. And again, it's at 7 a.m., 7 days a week, including holidays. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. God bless you all. We love you.
Hallelujah.
And there's nothing you can do about it. But Jesus is Lord.
Oh, yes. Yes.
If I were you, I would say, yeah.
Speak, Lord.
Speak, Lord.
Remember to join us for Men's and Women's Fellowship on this coming Friday at 7 p.m.
Speak to me. Speak to me.
Hallelujah.